Welcome to the Black Girl in College podcast,
where we are two black girls sharing our experiences of this bumpy journey called college.
In doing so, we hope to create a comfortable
and safe space for those who may relate to our experiences.
We're your hosts, Kiki
and Mo.
And on today's episode, we'll be talking about
networking.
Yes. So this word was so scary to me when I first came to college because it just made no sense. Like, what do you mean network? Like, are we just talking to random people, introducing ourselves? So we want to make this a whole topic because I feel like this is important. Now that I'm in my third year, you're in your junior year, we see, like, networking is actually important. It's a real thing. But before I even get too much into it, we do have a lovely special guest on our podcast episode today.
Yes.
And we would love for you to introduce yourself.
Okay. Well, hi, guys. I'm super excited to speak with you today. My name is Natalie France. I am a senior, so triple major in studies. It's a lot, but we're getting it done. Triple major, double degree. So I have supply chain, marketing, and international business, minoring in French. I am Ghanaian American, so unfortunately was born in Iowa.
I felt that.
Born and raised. But having family and parents that like are from Ghana, I still grew up with my culture, which was nice, even though we're around a heavily dominated white area and being at a PWI, but still growing up with my roots has been exciting. So I'm excited to talk about networking today.
Yes. Well, we're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Definitely. We have the networking queen right here. So
the networking queen.
So that's crazy. That's the first question. So what has networking looked like for you, especially specifically just being a person of color? Mm. I know our experience, that's something we talk about on our podcast. Our experiences are always going to be different, unfortunately, because of how we look. So how do you think your networking experience has been different? Has it been challenging, better, or have you not even seen a difference from like your white peers?
I've seen a huge difference. I would say the main thing as a woman of color is making the extra effort. Things aren't just handed to us. We all have our own testimonies about that. But going outside of your way, being intentional, and most of all being genuine about the networking. My experience is a bit different just because I did study abroad in Belgium and I did take an opportunity in Miami for national student exchange. So I had that opportunity to network outside of where I was born and raised, which was awesome. But if we really get into networking and going by yourself and having your little pitch and trying to come across as not just transactional, but actually understanding how did you get to the place that you're at. So I guess to answer your question, the biggest thing is making that extra effort and not just having it handed to me. Mm-hmm. I think that's how I've gotten the opportunities I've had today and in the past as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Monifa, what has that looked like for you?
I would definitely agree with that. Like, you have to go, like, the extra mile. It doesn't have to be asked. I think it's almost like an assumption that you're going to because, like, you're the diversity that they need. So you would think that they would, like, I don't want to say please you or whatever, but it's like, oh, we would love to have you here. You come from a different world. Right. You have a different perspective, and maybe you can help us in our blind spots. Mm-hmm. But it's not like that. Like, you have to, like, go the extra mile just to prove. Like, you have to remove from their mind that you're Black. So they can see you as a person.
Right.
And yeah, so I agree with you. I feel like it's going the extra mile. And sometimes I just realize, like, not every time, but when I have to, or when I did, you know, and now looking at it, especially just giving my life to God, I don't do that as much anymore if there's no benefit to me. Okay. Because if I'm running this race and I get to you and I'm so tired, I might not even want to do whatever you're asking me to do at this point anymore. So yeah, I would say for me now, I'm not going that extra mile. Like, I'm gonna just come. I mean, I come to my interviews or whatever it is with my full A game, but if that's not enough for you, I hope you find a person that's better for this position that can really help you in whatever you got planned.
I think that's really interesting. I think, well, the first thing that you said of kind of sounded like tokenism, not always being that person to explain, oh, this is my experience and this is how I could fix your blind spots, but it's not your job to always do that, and it's tiring. And I think after my experiences with networking is knowing your boundaries, knowing when you're tired, because I'm also known for doing so much at once and I don't realize why I'm so exhausted. So that's okay for taking a break. Not everything has to be career focused or, you know, focused on gaining and doing better, it's okay to take that step back. So knowing your boundaries so that when you are ready to network with someone, you know it's with your full heart and not just because it's something you have to do or something that you know will benefit you, if that makes sense.
Right. I love that. So Kiera, what has it looked like for you?
Yeah, I definitely agree with everything that you guys said. Networking essentially is relationship building, and sometimes that's just where it's left at. It's no transaction or nothing gotten out of it, but just a friendship. Mm-hmm. But I think even that in itself is also difficult. Like we talked about in the past, just trying to connect with people who maybe, we'll just say white people, we'll just be straightforward. I'm just trying to connect with, I was going to say people of other cultures, but I think essentially just like people who aren't a person of color in general is just hard to connect with because there's always that barrier. I think we mentioned in previous episodes, just being black, like whenever I speak to people, it's always just on a professional basis. People feel like they can't connect with me because it's like, oh, she's so different until they get comfortable with you. So I think networking in general, it's just always a business transaction sometimes, just trying to build those connections, and it's just difficult in general. So I think for me, like what it's looked like, the networking that I've done has definitely just been so much more natural. I rarely network and like come off as like doing business at all. Like you said, just not being transactional, just because if you can barely receive a regular small talk conversation, I just know you're going to be harder to receive. Like speaking more on business and trying to connect professionally. So I think the most important thing is just building a relationship and getting past the barrier of learning how to small talk and connect with people on their human side for me. Right.
And I love that you mentioned like networking for you when you have those opportunities to come naturally. Because now that I think about it, I'm like, bro, I did not do an interview for my internship. I was volunteering and then Shorty offered it to me. You know what I mean? Just those conversations of getting past those small conversations to more in-depth of learning of each other. Mm-hmm. And just like basically in the Bible, you know, iron sharpens iron type, you know, thing.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, I definitely realized like now it's more natural. Like I've never really had to, other than like a job that you go to an interview for and you gotta dress up boss like, other than that, like, a lot of things just come because someone knows me or they heard good things about me, which is good, you know, because you can't control what people gonna say about you.
No.
But
but I think that's also ties into being vocal about what you're interested in and what you love to learn about, because even when you meet someone volunteering, they'll think of someone that they know that you can connect with. Mm-hmm. So like you said, I think being very intentional and vocal about the things you want in life, you just never know what opportunities can cross over in the future, and being nice to everyone.
Yes.
Because you cannot control what people say about you, what your opinion is, but when people meet you, that first point of contact, that's when they'll create this like persona, reputation about you. So being nice, because that can help you in the future, and not just that idea, but I think that just speaks to the type of person you are. People are more willing and they're more attracted to you and your aura when you're genuine. And that's when everything starts to add up, if that makes sense.
No, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And that just reminded me of like when I first came to college and people were throwing around that word networking. Like, that's just the scariest thing. Yeah. And I feel like, yeah, no, for real. Because it's like they would say, like, you know, network with your peers. So, like, I'm just, hi, my name's Kiera. I'm majoring in this and that. Like, it always seems so professional. But I think networking, like, what you are is what you attract. So it's just like you said, like being nice to others, being genuine, being vocal, and just standing firm in who you are and your identity and working on yourself. I feel like that's just the easiest network, because when you do come across people, it's like you don't have to try, in a sense. Right. So just like I remember my first couple years when people were like, network, I'm going to all these random events and forcibly like having conversation with people. Now that I think about it, like I go into these spaces and I just have genuine conversations with people, and I've been able to network like on a way that happened before. So I think essentially like networking, it is just that, like just coming as you are and not forcing, I would say a narrative, because I wasn't lying about like who I was, but it's like, it ain't got to be that deep. Like, you just mean this person. You don't got to tell them your major and your five-year
your
plan.
Life.
Like,
absolutely not.
Yes. Right. Like, so, like, it doesn't have to be deep. And like you said, like, a lot of networking may be pointless. Like, you got nothing out of it but a conversation. But you never know, because it might be a few years later.
Right.
You come across that person and they still know you and they still remember that conversation. They're like, oh, yeah, I know this person and that person. So it's good to just be vocal. Like, I really like what y'all said. Just be vocal about, like, who you are, what you want. Be intentional. And God will do the rest. He'll put some stuff together.
No, yeah. And I've definitely learned, like, when you mentioned, like, the force networking, that usually leads to nothing.
To nothing.
if the person says, let's swap Instagram, if it's not a business Instagram or just their personal, like, their personal information or personal media, it usually leads to nothing. And that's not every time. But I just noticed, like, natural conversation, like you said, that's usually, like, when you meet back up with that person. Like, that's when things actually get to flowing, and then it gets to something that, like, greater. I just feel like those forced conversations of, well, my name is Monifa, and I go to you and I for this and that.
Right.
It's just like, bro, you just sent me a pitch, and that's all. That's all it is. You never, like, put anything in it, like, well, I'm trying to start such and such, or I'm involved in this because I see this problem in our community. Like, I feel like those things can create more in-depth conversations, but usually it's just a very brief, like, overall of who you are. And it doesn't cover everything that you are anyway. It just basically talks about where you went and that you're a student.
A student. I think the most beneficial conversations or exchanges in the follow-up talk about something that you connected on, not just what you want to do in the community or what you want to do in your career. If you both had a love for tea or a certain food, say, oh, like, this is my favorite tea. I love that we bonded over this. Maybe try it in the future, whatever. Because those are things people remember. Because if you keep pushing, oh, this is the career thing, this is why I connected with you. Again, it's more robotic and not genuine,
right?
Like you said. And then the whole thing about knowing yourself and being genuine in those interactions, I won't lie, I feel like I'm now coming into myself and who Natalie is, because the pointless networking and friendships and those types of things, I didn't even know who I was. Mm-hmm. I was lost. I still am figuring it out. So it's not easy, but it is a progression every day. So I would say it's hard. So whoever is listening, it's not like, oh, you wake up one day and you know who you are and you know who you want to network with. It's just if you're doing the work and you have your faith, I think it just comes together naturally.
Yeah, that will pay off. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. And then I like what you said, just because, like talking about something you have in common, I think the biggest way to connect with people too is just, like, genuinely being interested in them and what they want to talk about. Like, the more that the other person is talking, that means, like, you're doing your part. Like, just don't make it about you. Like, if you're, for example, talking about your favorite tea, and then I'm changing the subject to coffee, and then my favorite dessert, like, it's just not genuine. It's self-centered. But, like, I don't know. I feel like that's just, like, a small little tip. Just, you know, let people talk about them. Be a good listener.
Absolutely.
I feel like the best conversations and networking is when you just listen, because then the person, they leave and they're like, wow, that was the greatest conversation. The whole time you didn't say a single word. Like, I don't know if you guys had that. It's like, I literally didn't speak. I just listened. But, you know, they remember that conversation, and that's okay.
People love to talk about themselves. They love to talk about themselves.
Most definitely.
When you're approaching a situation, ask them something that they can, you don't know what they'll rant on about, but ask them something about, where do you live or where did you get that outfit, and then lead into whatever you're approaching them for. Again, that's just being genuine, and not just, you're at a networking conference and you're like, oh, what jobs do you have opening and all this stuff. You need to differentiate yourself a bit.
Right.
100%.
Absolutely. So going on to our next question, because you talked about it's been a journey for you, girl.
Oh, goodness.
And then you also mentioned, like, you've been out of state and you've been out of the country.
Yeah.
So what opportunities have you gotten from networking?
Oh, my gosh.
We probably got a list. We can talk about it.
Just in a brief summarize.
Type yourself up.
That's very hard. That's a hard question. Well, firstly, I'll talk about Belgium. It was COVID, my second year in university, and I originally wanted to go to Asia. I wanted to go to Singapore, and they weren't taking any international students. But freshman year, I went to the study abroad office, and I saw the study abroad booth, and I said, I want to go out of the country. I want to go to Asia. I want to go to Singapore. I don't know how, when, why, because we're in a global pandemic, but I really want to go. And just by expressing that, when it was time to sign up for the study abroad opportunities, I was at the top of mind. So one, that connects to being vocal. And then because of COVID and everything, I had to pivot. And I was fortunate enough to travel out of the country when I was younger. So my parents are like, if you're doing an immersive experience, go somewhere you haven't traveled before. Mm-hmm. So it ended up being Belgium for me. And I chose to do an independent, yeah, it's a little. I chose to do an independent experience. And so I did not have a study abroad. Basically, Belgium, I went alone. I did not know where I was living. I did not know where I was housed. So, like, completely on my own with my mom figuring it out. COVID, it was like I was going into a simulation QR code just to get anywhere. The government's knocking on your door in the hotel to make sure you are where you are. It was crazy. COVID was unreal.
Nobody
like,
see the government in person. That's different.
No, government officials. So you had to, you land and they're like, oh, welcome to Belgium. Fill out your QR code. Make sure you're getting your COVID test, that kind of thing. And they'll come to your hotel to make sure that that's where you're staying. I think every country just had their own protocol. Long story short, we stayed in a hotel for a month, figuring out where I was going to be, where I was going to stay. In Belgium, you had to, a lot of the leases are 2-3 years long. So finding a short-term lease is crazy hard. That is a contract. Like, how am I supposed to know that I'm going to stay here for 2-3 years?
Right.
Long story short, I'm telling my family abroad in Ghana. My uncle goes, actually, like, I have an old friend from high school who I used to date her in high school, whatever, and, like, we stayed in contact, and she's in Belgium. Let me hit her up. He hits her up. She's like, oh, I'm a bit far from where you're going to school, but I have a close friend. Her kids just went to college. I think she'd be down to house you. That's where I ended up staying my whole semester. And it was just an amazing experience because she was a doctor and she was into fashion and all this stuff. And she really opened doors for my experience abroad, as well as my auntie was the ambassador of Ghana. So she worked for the United Nations, which had she was there in Belgium for like 3-4 years. So she got to pick me up. Her drivers took me around Belgium. I really got an immersive experience. And that was with my family's networking. That was with telling them that I wanted to see the world and this was the opportunity that I wanted to chase after in my undergraduate experience. So those networking opportunities, I was in rooms that I never thought I would be in. So again, being vocal is so important. And I know that's a unique situation, but that motivated me to go to Miami for a year and really try a life independently and see what I can make out of my little undergraduate self. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that was a very, yes, a unique experience, but that's also dope because like you talking about that, I think it brings it back to what we talked about before, like networking can be very personal. Like it wasn't like you were there for like business, but it was your uncle. Like what if you waited, like, I don't want to bother him. But you know, you spoke to him and he was able to speak to someone who was able to speak to somebody and help you out. Like it's also like that's a web in itself of just knowing people. And girl, I mean, it sounded like you was living large. You out there talking about you had drivers.
Let's not lie.
Let's out here.
No, like it's so when you're part of you're working for an embassy and stuff, it comes with like perks and that kind of stuff. So she didn't have to do that at all. She took me under her wing to make sure that I was taken care of living in this country by myself. So when I needed to go grocery shopping, they were there to help me because it's a different experience. Even going to the grocery store in Europe and that kind of thing. And they speak French and Dutch. So I'm looking for oat milk. I can't find oat milk. I want to have a breakdown in the middle of the grocery store because everything is so new. But they were the ones that helped me. So it was just an amazing experience. And I think that goes to telling networking is not just because of your benefit.
Right.
For example, I have friends in the creative industry and people that I have met that I can connect them with, or my friends that are in law school, someone that I ran into at lunch and they went to school at UCLA or whatever it is that I can connect my friends that are now going through that experience too. So again, adding to being genuine to everyone, and networking is not about yourself, but it's your community. You can connect anyone. There's a huge web of things that you might not even know yet. So just having faith and being vocal, it has added to my experience for sure.
Yes. Do you want to add anything to that, Kiara?
No, I don't have no follow-up.
No follow-up.
I appreciate you for sharing that because that had to be scary, like just in a whole nother country and just like, I don't know, just I feel like you're a person of color no matter where you go. So that's always at the forefront of my mind. Like, bro, how are these people going to look at me? Like,
oh my gosh, they looked at me crazy.
Because I know you said, like, being in the grocery store, you're about to have a breakdown over oat milk. So they was probably like, what is wrong
going on? Right. And there is, like, a lot of, like, a huge African community in Belgium, which is awesome. But going to the bank, I'm stuttering to speak my French, you know, because I've learned it in the textbook, but actually speaking it is different. And they don't want to help you. You know, the French aren't known to be outwardly nice. Like, they want to see you try before they even help you. Mm-hmm. And so I remember I was trying to get my bank account and they were like, sorry, we can't help you. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. It took me like 4 months just to get a bank account. Yeah, like everything was cash at that point, or just using my card or whatever. The lady that I was living with had to do that interaction for me, come to the bank with me. And the experience that I had at the bank with her was different than when I went by myself. Mm-hmm. And the lady was Hispanic, but a bit more white passing. And she was like, this is racist. Like, what do you mean? Like, you came by yourself and they wouldn't even see you. I would sit at the bank for like 2-3 hours just for them to look at me and look at my account. And so she kind of helped me navigate that. And it was her first experience seeing someone struggle like this in Belgium. And she was like, honestly, you know, it makes me sad that this is what people go through. And I was like, yeah, this is my everyday, especially here. So that was another experience where I was on a train and we got stuck. And the conductor lady started saying the N-word on the train. On the train, I swear to you. So we were sitting there and apparently got stuck. We were on the train for like, until past midnight, like 3 a.m., something wasn't working. I was 2 hours away from home, and I was with someone from school, and I was like, this is where I die. Like, this is where it ends. Like, I don't know what to do. And the lady, I think there is another black guy speaking. He was like, we've been in this train for 3 hours. It's hot. What is going on? She's like, you're N-word. Be quiet. Blah, 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 blah. It was a crazy experience that the person I was living with, she was like, why didn't you record it? And I said, I was scared. If she's saying that, what is she going to say to me?
I didn't expect her to say it, so I don't know what to write on my phone.
Your phone was going to be smacked. Like,
why? I don't know who this is. Put that phone down,
and then a whole other N-word coming out. Like.
And there's, you know, different terminologies in Dutch and French. So someone was translating it to me like, oh, this is what they're saying. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I'm unsafe. And I didn't even realize that, like, this is what she was saying and this is what she's doing. So experiencing racism abroad was also a unique experience. But knowing how to navigate that, I still had the best time of my life living there, living abroad. So yeah, that was a tangent, but
that was good. Talk about your experience. So you talked about some challenges, but I guess you can talk about there, or because you have traveled, which is nice, or just here in Iowa, since you were born and raised here, like, what are some challenges you've come across networking, or just in general, that have helped you throughout your journey in college?
I think I am in the creative industry, and it's so weird to say that because I get so shy with being a little micro-influencer and modeling and doing that stuff on the side. And networking was hard just because I was not a big city. There are not a lot of creatives. So I felt a bit stuck with the networking that I was doing seemed a bit senseless. It wasn't going anywhere. So I made the extra effort of talking to people in New York or when I'm traveling. Like, there's a reason to be strategic and reach out to those people. So I would say the hardest thing is connecting with people in industries I'm not familiar with or don't have any experience in, because I struggle with imposter syndrome so badly.
Yeah.
I think I was listening to a few snippets because I'm like, why am I even qualified to reach out? And if they did all this work by themselves, why would they even want to help me? And no, so
definitely not. Girl, we love that you're here.
No, but you know, I think those are things that run through your head because it's awkward and it's uncomfortable.
Just being like, I'm also born in Iowa, born and raised, but I feel like being like where you are from definitely influences you. Like, being born and raised in Iowa is like, that is not natural.
No,
I haven't seen that around me growing up. Like, I'm not even talking about just family, I just mean like literally anywhere in school. Like, you don't see people networking even on a small scale. So when you come to college and it's like them little transactions that just so easy for people, it's like, no, I had to build myself up for this. I actually had to like this was a challenge. This was not natural. Like, I had to actually learn how to have small talk. So it just, like, those type of things, it definitely makes a difference in the networking. I definitely resonate with what you're saying.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, not everyone wants to help you.
Not
everyone wants to network with you.
We can touch on
it. Because it's real and it will happen. I think we even touched on it. I would see a person of color. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited to talk to them. And I want to fill them in because we're experiencing the same struggles. But not everyone is open to connecting with you or even ready to open that side of them that they've experienced and not taking it personally, just knowing this is like real life. Not everyone's going to like you. Not everyone's willing to share what they've been through. So that's another challenge for sure.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just see it as a learning lesson. You know, don't take it personally, but just let it be a little exercise. I feel like, you know, that networking wasn't successful, but at least I had the courage to have that conversation.
Right.
Just, I don't know.
Absolutely. And I would say to add to that is, like, I try to tell myself, like, the don't take it personal part, but also, like, let it kind of rub, like, off of you. Don't let it stick to you, though. Like, don't let it be like, well, I had this experience, and this is why I act like this now.
Oh, it used to be like that. So bad.
What if you meet someone, and it's a different experience, but you came in, it was such, like, a negative mindset. Mm-hmm. And it's, I try to remind myself, I literally, Lord knows, track me down from lying. Like, I'm being so real. Before I walk out my dorm door, I'm just like, Lord, do not let any behaviors, emotions, actions, or anything become my own. Like, if I woke up and chose joy, I need to choose that throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely try to let people's whatever just rub off on me. If they not having a good day, let me see how I can give them some of my joy or just from those experiences. Because I don't know, you can just run into, like, the right person.
Yeah.
But because you had this experience and you're holding them accountable. And that's not fair.
That's not fair. Yeah. Let me be like you. That's not really good.
It's hard. Yeah. I'm working on this, okay?
Yeah.
It's very hard.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, too. Because, like, just thinking about myself, I definitely have my own inherent biases that I didn't know I had. Like, it'd be people for real genuine and talking to me every day, and I'm like, you know, actually I'm doing what I don't want them to do to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, you know, just getting rid of those biases, just because, you know, I came in here, I have my imposter syndrome, and a lot of people just, like, didn't like me.
Right.
But, like, you know, on a larger scale, and I'm already a minority here, so it's just like I come to these spaces and then I'm automatically, oh, I'm not gonna talk to nobody, they already don't want to mess with me. But it's like, I had to turn that around. Okay, yes, nobody spoke. I had to speak first for a whole semester in my classes. But it's like, okay, this is a new class. This is a new semester. I can still keep that same energy, but also not overextend myself. But just, like, I had to learn that because I realized, okay, I have so many biases. I'm just as bad. I just need to correct myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that definitely messed with, like, not messed with, but it affected the way I network, just because, like you said, you could have the right person, but it's your fault.
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
You got to admit
ownership.
When you're the problem.
You do. You do.
Sometimes you're the problem. I don't know who needs to hear that, but right. You might be the problem.
No,
I saw that. It was a snippet on TikTok. It was like, y'all be giving the devil too much credit. Sometimes you're the problem.
You're the issue.
Like, don't give that man too much credit.
Right.
Sometimes you're the problem.
I think, well, for me, I would harbor certain things like, oh, I don't know, what is the phrase that I'm looking for? Like, I can sense when people's moods are off and stuff like that,
yeah.
And I take it personally. Like, it really consumes me, and learning, like what you said, choosing joy. If I'm choosing joy today, nothing is stopping in my way, you know, because I think harboring those things affects my relationship building. And you take one time, there's only one first impression with anybody.
Absolutely.
So allowing other people's actions to affect yours, you're the only person in control of your emotions. So I'm going to take that with me because on a minor scale, I'll be keeping it in my chest. Like,
yeah.
So learning how to control that and monitor that. And I was on TikTok the other day and I saw this thing about rejection therapy. Like, rejection sometimes is good, you know, it gives you confidence for the next time and not letting that beat you down. But no, not everyone's going to want to talk to you. Not everyone wants to have a relationship with you, whatever their opinion or biases that they have, like you mentioned. So I think that's also good because you're not going to get everything handed to you or stuff like that. So.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, add to that rejection, like, I did have to flip it in my mind to think, you know, rejection can be good.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I think of it as God is trying to protect me for something.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why you're probably not supposed to be friends with that person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or have that job or join that group or volunteer. Like, you may have good intentions, but it's in the wrong direction. So right. Sometimes I see it as like a protection factor, you know, over time. Like, I'm like, hey, you know what, God, you was right. I got to give you.
Right. Not right away.
Like, not right away, because we ain't seeing it like that. But yeah. We take it personally, then we realize just observing people. Like, okay, it was probably good that didn't work out.
There's a saying, isn't there, like, rejection is God's protection?
Mm-hmm. Well, girl, I don't know if you want to patent it.
No. It's already a saying.
I think it's already a saying. I heard it.
Yeah.
No, but.
You heard it? Yeah, I know. I heard of that.
I have not, but I guess I'm
right.
Just saying it.
You've been living it.
Right.
No saying.
No, that part, because even applying for jobs, I have never received so many rejections in my life. I'm like, okay, I have the grades, I have the majors, the minors, whatever. What are you looking for? And later on, I find out, oh, there's a reason I didn't get that position, or maybe being a part of that team, I wouldn't have been happy there. So like you said, living that way is the best way to live.
Yes.
It causes you no headaches. So
literally. Definitely. Monifa, what are some networking opportunities that you have found?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I would say mainly for my internship. Most people know, because I talked about it in like probably some past episodes, but like I had to start going to therapy on campus, which I was so happy they got for students, because like we need it.
Is that the TAO thing? The TAO?
Oh, I don't know. They just started therapy services like on our campus, like in our like student health center. So like you can, it's like free.
Isn't it called TAO or is TAO something else?
No, you know, yeah, we do have a TAO. Ours is like online.
Oh.
Yeah, the TAO, the, yeah, TAO? That's. No. It's
something
like
new, something different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cause I checked it out, but it's like an online service.
Oh,
it's not necessarily.
So you and I.
Yeah.
Okay.
You and I.
Okay.
So yeah, it's like our student health clinic. So it's like basically like if you need to go to see the nurse or doctor, but you can also go upstairs for like mental health services. Cause I was just really experiencing a lot of. I thought it was depression, and she basically diagnosed me with like it was race based stress. So it's like having stress due to race, like.
Okay.
I just realized after a while, like, being around so many white people, so many white-dominated areas, my professor white, it's just like, it was like, bro.
Where did you grow up?
Girl, I grew up here, too.
Oh!
I was born in Chicago, but I tell people, like, I'm from Davenport, because that's all I know. Like, when I go to Chicago, I feel like a tourist. I ain't from
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Davenport, too, but it was just going through that, and then I was like, hey, if I find a church, I feel like I'll be fine, which I did, and I was fine, but through that, like, volunteering, it was, like, months, because, like, a stress that was becoming to happen was like, I need an internship. I never knew when I transferred that I was going to need an internship. If I did, I would have got that thing done sooner.
Right.
But I was just like, God, this is going to become a stressor. And he was just like, let me handle it. So I did. I had to wait some 6 months. He don't tell you the timeline. But just volunteering at like a community meal, her name was Margaret, because I love Margaret. She came and she just tapped on me, and she was just like, hey, I've heard great things about you.
Okay.
And she was just talking to me as I was cooking everything, and then she offered me an internship. And not just offered it to me, but they made it so I could have one, because they didn't have any internships.
Wow.
Or have any interns. So she like built it so I could be able to apply and get it. And it was just like, I never had a conversation with this woman. Like, but she like literally just tapped me and was like, you know, oh, you Mo, I heard good things about you. I'm like, I hope so. Because, you know what I mean? But
right.
It was just that, like, I've never had to, like, sit down and just do an interview. And even, like, she's still, like, because she's going to be my supervisor, but she still calls me and talks to me. And sometimes she's like, you know, Pastor Q was like, he's worried about you. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they check in on me like a family, which is, like, I really appreciate, because being far from my family and then being far from my best friend is, like, I'm at school by myself, and it's, like, really hard. So it was just an experience like that. I was like, dang, like, the Lord knew. And he, like, that was my first experience, like, literally giving it to God.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he said, watch what I can do. And I said, go ahead.
He went to that.
You know what he did?
When she said it was paid, I said, Jesus got money?
He like, is abundant in all things,
and he literally did. It was just, I don't know, it was just a blessing. It was a shocker, because I was really finna let this stress me out. Like, I was finna let Obama in his second term. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, is there
yeah, I knew you was gonna throw the question back, but
because you always throw it to me.
No, I actually did not think of any networking. Let me think.
You have some.
I know, but I'm going blank. Like, I'm actually going blank. Let me think. Yeah, no, I'm going blank.
No?
I'm going blank.
Are you in, like, LinkedIn groups or anything? Follow anyone that's inspirational in your career field or stuff that you're interested in?
I don't know why I'm going blank. Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm hot. I can't think.
No, it is very hot.
I'm sorry, y'all. It is very hot in the studio.
We did not expect that. I thought it cooled down a little bit, right?
I'm getting more hot in here. But
okay.
Like, I'm just
kidding. It's adding stress.
He said, "What? What is
whoa,
this?
Whoa, no,
like,
no.
The whole time you guys are thinking, I'm like, it's hot. Not here, but it's hot. But, like, I would say, like, a good opportunity. Also, I'll just use my internship example. I have an internship this summer. For me, I work within the College of Design, their multicultural student services. So I worked there, and there's like a brunch before career fair. So I was able to just go to the brunch. And the brunch, they invite like a whole bunch of employers that's going to be there, and then like just a few students. So it's just like, you know, real small. But I attended that brunch. I spoke to people, was vocal about like what I was interested in, and then like also what I do and stuff like that. So I was able to speak to a group at the career fair or at that brunch beforehand, and then at the career fair. But I didn't apply to them. But they still reached out. So it was just like, and then when they did reach out, they're like, it was nice talking to you at the brunch and then just having that conversation. So it was like, that was a networking as well, because I wasn't, personally, I really wasn't looking at them. Like, they were actually a good company. So, but that was God. That was God. Because I wasn't looking at, I was too busy looking at trying to get out of Iowa. Yeah, my internship is in Iowa. So I was definitely, I'm like, oh, he said he's from Arizona. That's literally why I went over there. I'm like, I'm going to speak to him. Mm. I got a cousin in Arizona. We're going to see what I can shake with that person. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just in doing so, like, I really wasn't, to be honest, I wasn't giving my A game when I was interacting with them. I wasn't being charismatic, all that. I was just, hey, you know, kind of brushing it off, to be honest. But, you know, just having them reach out to me and then being able to do my interview in person and being able to tour the firm, I'm like, you know what? Actually, that was God. He knew what I needed. I didn't need to go to no big city to get this big, you know, a good experience. So I feel like that was definitely good. And that was just me networking. Like, I wasn't looking at them, but I was able to just talk to them genuinely because I didn't want nothing.
Right.
Just
like, have that. But look what happened.
Look what happened.
Genuine interaction. I had this one situation when I was in Miami, and I was like, I love it here. I need a job here. I'm staying here. And so I went to this career fair. It was 45 minutes away. Driving in Miami is insane. And so I finally got there. Parking is $50. Oh my gosh. First of all,
just the parking.
I could have went to Olive Garden that much.
No,
I could have ate.
Don't make me laugh. Like, it's already expensive living in Miami. So I said, okay, networking, the event was going to end in an hour and a half. So I said, I'm paying $50 for an hour and a half. I'm looking at my bank account. I'm calculating, like, is this even going to work? Like, what's going on? And so I left the initial place. Went around, couldn't find a parking spot. So I pull up and this black lady's there and she's just like, I was like, I can't find a parking spot. This is the only place. And she's just like, just go. So I went. Then there is this huge networking thing. It was outside of university. So it was for actual like people in the field. And it starts pouring. I'm like, what is going on, God? Like, I'm trying, like, I'm here on a limb. What's going on? I make friends with this girl in line. She's cool. She's also looking for a job in the sports industry. We talk briefly, we exchange information, and then I put my resume on the desk, and this guy's like, oh, okay, like, if you're interested, if you love kids, I will let you know, I will hit you up. That's how I got my internship. Mm. I got my internship, but it wasn't paid. I was like, oh my God. It is always something. Like, right, I never stop paid. Like, I was so sad, but it was a really great experience. I worked another job, whatever. Long story short, I finished that internship. Great experience. The girl that I met in line when it started raining ended up working for one of the NFL teams in Florida. Ooh. Tell me why she ended up inviting me, or I connected with other people, but she worked on the team. She started sending me opportunities. I visited the headquarters, not the headquarters, but the main office of the Miami Dolphins, and she was working on the marketing team. She introduced me to everybody in that department just from that little minor interaction, because we were nice to each other, sat, chatted, and then we left, separated ways. But the intention was genuine interaction, great opportunities. Now I have so many people that I keep in touch with. So just going out on a limb and not understanding what God's doing, but it ended up making sense later on. Right. So.
Right. No, that's dope. That's definitely dope. The Bay internship is hard. Luckily, like I said, Jesus got money, so he
Jesus got
some.
Money.
He sent me some. You know, he's able to send me some. So
that's my new thing. I'm gonna say, Jesus got money.
Yeah, I'm not worried. He got money.
I'm not worried.
You got money,
right?
Like something. So, we appreciate you like coming today, just sharing stuff about you and your networking experience. If you listen, I hope y'all wrote down some notes because we was talking. It was some nice little notes in here.
Yeah.
So just before we close, is there any advice in general? Like, it doesn't have to be about networking, but just any advice to incoming freshmen or people trying to continue school, or maybe they trying to, you know, go out of the country and just, you know, not be in Iowa.
Oh my gosh, you're putting me on the spot.
Any closing thoughts, advice, some, you know.
Closing thoughts. I would say don't let rules confine you. There are so many opportunities or things that I wanted to do, and they're like, oh my gosh, that's not possible. Like, you already studied abroad, or you've already done this, or I don't know who to connect you with. Like, do your research, and if you really want something, go after it, because it might not be possible to somebody, but a door can open for you. And that's career, friendship, travel, whatever it is. I think there's always a way around something. So having faith and really going after what your heart desires has worked out well for me, and I think it'll pan out well for anyone who's being genuine. So, yeah, that's my little advice, I would say.
Yes, thank you, Monifa. Closing thoughts? Okay, I'll do closing thoughts.
Is it one or the other? Is it not everybody?
Right. Like, I'm just like, anyway.
Okay.
I would say just the biggest thing for me is just to love people. Mm-hmm. And like that impression that you put on people, you never see. I can't focus. I'm high. It's buzzing.
It's buzzing. We're getting through it, though.
Yeah. So I'm just going to say love people, because you just never know the impact that you can have on people. And sometimes it's not even direct networking. It's just the way people talk about you that will really just like let things fall into place. And then also, you know, God, Jesus got money first. And
Amen.
Second, God, he's intentional. God is intentional. And things will fall in place just the way you need them to. So, yes.
Yes.
Now.
Yes, now.
Okay.
I just think what I said before is just like, because at the church I go to, like one thing that's is a big saying in church is like waking up and choosing joy. Mm-hmm. So I would just say like wake up and choose joy, or choose to be happy, or just say today it's going to be better. I'm going to be a nicer or kinder person. I would just say don't let other people's behaviors, actions, or emotions. You don't know what their life has been like, what they're going through. It doesn't give them the right. But also I feel like we need to be a more empathetic society. Mm. And so just giving people grace, because I know sometimes I'm like, ooh, thank
it's
God.
It's hard.
They gave me grace. Like,
yeah,
you know, I wasn't paying attention. The car almost did hit somebody, but they accepted my apology. You know what I mean? And most people will go off.
Yeah.
Just those little things, or accidentally bumping into somebody. Like, just give people grace, because you don't know what's going on in their mind. I feel like that goes with just, you know, just you can have an impact on people by just having conversations. It may not be just about networking, but just letting them get it out. Like, maybe you don't know if they have somebody to talk to or not.
Does your church live stream? Does your church live stream? Okay, because I might have to watch the sermon.
Yes, I'm going to give you the app. Yes,
please, please give me a plug, because I like what you're saying.
I get it straight from the church, and they get it straight from the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I just say that because I feel it's very easy for us to be like, dang, today's going bad.
Mm.
And I feel like the devil's just waiting for that, for you to have a bad day, be like, oh, this is my opportunity, this is my time to come in and just like start some things that you've been trying to like stop,
right,
or whatever the case may be. So I just say wake up, choose joy, not letting the devil have a win. And just sometimes that rubs off on other people.
Right.
So, you know. Right. So, yeah.
And networking is relationship building. Like, mm-hmm. If anything, call it relationship building. Right. So it's not intimidating.
The stop the
right.
Network. Relationship building. There we go.
Every
That's day. What we're going to call this. Forget network.
Relationship building.
Relationship building.
Relationship building heavy.
It's the same foundation. No,
it really
the day,
is.
So.
It definitely is.
Yes. Yeah.
But yes, that concludes today's episode.
Oh, awesome. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate all the love.
Thank you for inviting me. This is exciting.
Yes.
I love this.
We post episodes bi-weekly on Mondays and bi-weekly on Thursdays on our YouTube channel.
You can reach us on our website at blackgirlincollege.com and on our Instagram at blackgirlincollegepodcast to give us some feedback.
And also to see what we are working on. So we'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Bye.